Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and we've got a number of things that are of interest today.
A lot. We've got ISIS in Texas.
ISIS in Texas?
Well, basically, if you're an Islamic terrorist and you identify with jihad, you could call yourself Al-Qaeda, ISIS. It doesn't matter.
They're all affiliated.
Yeah.
With Mohammed.
You don't get a membership card.
I don't think they do that. They're not that structured.
No. So we've got ISIS in America.
Right.
We've got James Dobson announcing the fall of Western civilization.
James Dobson.
And it's a brilliant statement he has out.
Some very interesting comments from Mr.
Doug,
Dobson.
I'm hoping we could get through that and we could provide the backstory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fabulous article he wrote.
I underlined more than a dozen sentences that I completely agree with.
But we could provide the backstory that most people in the body of Christ are unaware of regarding Focus on the Family and
James Dobson and the impending decline and fall of Western civilization.
Yeah.
We have the backstory on that.
And when our Christian leaders and Focus legitimized homosexuality in 1991, 92, and began to campaign for equal rights for homosexuals because they were trying to win a battle, but they conceded the war. That's when we went on the air and said, look, it is over as of this point.
Yeah.
So this is all just, this is just the aftermath.
Yes, but we are going to get into Mr. Dobson's comments, along with some commentary
ISIS,
on the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, obviously. Homosexual marriage,
which
is
first,
what he's referring to.
First, I want to say something happy and wonderful and nice.
Oh, good. I could use that.
I want to thank the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge for procreating.
And having a baby.
Proving that traditional marriage and procreation is still occurring.
So they didn't kill their baby.
They didn't kill their baby, and the Duke is not a homo.
And it was like when Barack Obama was elected, there were at least two things we could be thankful for.
There were?
Yeah, one was that he was not, it wasn't a homosexual who got elected.
Well, that's true. That
was one. And two, that he was a black man. I mean, that was great.
Actually, that was the best. Yeah, that
America,
made me happy.
Of course, America would elect a black man.
Right.
The tragedy is that he advocates the slaughter of literally millions of black children in the womb.
Right.
Blackgenocide.org and so on. But anyway, so these guys, they what a beautiful baby, too.
That is a cute baby.
Do you have her name? They didn't name her publicly
they have
right
officially,
away.
Officially, yes, but they have officially. It's Charlotte Elizabeth Diana.
Wow.
They go with the three names because they got a lot of people to please.
You know,
they got a lot of relatives who are waiting.
That's like LGBTQMBKR.
They had to get Elizabeth in there because she's, you know.
They're real pretty names.
Those are beautiful names.
Diana, you know, it's after the goddess.
Yes, well,
but biblical names, you can't go wrong with biblical names unless it's Nimrod.
Yeah, Nimrod is one you might want.
The name of the first Jew born in the modern state of Israel, his mom named him Nimrod. He was our tour guide when we were there.
He's like, hey,
he brought his birth certificate.
It's from the Bible.
Yeah, his mom didn't know that was a bad guy.
She may not have been
but
that
anyway,
familiar.
These are pretty neat names.
Yes.
And Doug, a baby is proof that God is an optimist.
Yes. Well, I've often felt that probably the only reason he doesn't rain down fire and destruction on everything is because of the innocent babies.
Innocence.
That's the only reason. That's the only thing I could think of that could restrain his hand from executing judgment.
And he has mercy so that more could come to trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So beautiful.
And for you people out there who want to go into the ministry, your family is the most fertile ministerial ground that you can find is your own children and your own family. So if you can have a successful family and successful children, then you might be qualified to go into the ministry.
Wow.
But that's an important ministry right there.
Oh, yeah. And it's an eternal ministry.
It's an can give you eternal rewards.
So, Doug, ISIS shows up in Texas.
Yeah. Uh-huh, and they found out it ain't Paris. It ain't Paris, France.
They don't make it 5 feet from the car, and they're shot dead.
Yes, now, I don't want to make light of the situation, but I had
Well, light of what situation? The fact that two Islamic terrorists are shot dead?
No, that's...
I don't mind making...
No,
that I mean, that's fun. Beautiful. That's enjoyable.
Yes.
I thank God that they were shot dead.
Before they could even get off... They got off a couple of rounds, I guess.
They hit the guard's ankle.
On the news last night, they kept saying that they injured a guard. But is it... When you shoot someone, that's a wound, is it not?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
I shouldn't be so offended by language, but I don't... And so, CNN seemed oblivious to the fact that it was even happening. They had some kind of marijuana reality show, and they didn't even cut away.
They've been airing that constantly.
I know.
Well, their producers were saying, hey, man, I think there's something going on in Texas.
Dude, is that real, or am I hallucinating, dude? Anyway, yeah. They didn't cut away.
So, but...
And everyone was wondering, why is this happening, and why were the police so ready?
So ISIS comes to Texas, and they get shot down.
Praise
God that they were killed.
And
that was great.
Thank you to the Garland, Texas Police Department for some mighty fine police work. Yeah. And they were ready.
Very professional.
They were ready.
Sure. The event was mocking Muhammad, which is an important event.
Right.
And I mean, it would be so much better if we could just ignore Muhammad.
Right. And
But nowadays, mocking him is far better than just ignoring him.
It takes some level of bravery to mock Muhammad publicly.
Yeah.
And Pamela Geller and Geert Wilders, who I don't know him all that well, but he's been shot at and attempted murder several times, that guy.
Yeah.
The Dutch anti-Islamicization
politician.
He was there. That's why the police were so ready.
Yeah.
CNN was wondering, why were they so... It all happened so fast. They said the entire shootout took less than 15 seconds.
Yeah, it was perfect.
They heard pop, pop, and then there was a hail of gunfire and no more terrorists. What a way to end an evening.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. it was really good. In Christian love.
In Christian love. And we should thank Pamela Geller when she gave her first interview after the shooting. She mentioned the name of Jesus Christ and the gospel and the fact that Christians do not murder people who make fun of our religion.
Now, and she couldn't leave. The place was in lockdown, so Fox News had her on by phone.
They got her on the
CNN
phone.
CNN was talking about some radical woman organizer of the event.
Right. Absolutely.
But it was really...
She did a great job. Thank you, Pamela Geller, for mentioning Jesus Christ and the clear distinction between Christianity and Islam.
And Muhammad is... He was basically a child molester, a pervert child molester, promised his senior wife that he would leave this Coptic slave girl alone. He decides he doesn't have that much self-control.
Yeah.
He takes her and he tells his wife, and it's in the Quran too. I mean, you got to read the footnotes to follow the story.
It's actually in the
Quran. He tells his wife, Aisha, what's her name? Aisha. He tells his wife, Aisha, that she better shut up or hellfire will be turned up especially hot just for her for complaining that Muhammad's taken yet another...
Yeah.
You know, this a very young girl.
Yeah, so they say they're offended.
Sounds like Joseph Smith.
Well, they're not, exactly.
Yeah.
Not to put too fine a point on that, but there's another pagan religion.
Yeah.
So the question is, who is more dangerous to your family, your children, your neighborhood? Is it ISIS in America, or is it the Supreme Court of the United States?
Whoa. So which is more dangerous to our nation? Well, clearly, the United States Supreme Court, clearly.
Obviously.
I mean, isn't there some clause in the Constitution? Can't we deport the justices to Damascus or something?
Wait, maybe
isn't
we...
Is there some way...
They should be issuing opinions in Syria. Yes.
And we've stopped referring to their decisions as rulings or decisions.
I like that.
We're calling them opinions.
And it's just
strictly
their opinion.
Their opinion.
It's just their opinion.
Yeah. The Supreme Court's latest opinion.
Yeah.
And so we're all bracing ourselves for the Roe v. Wade of perversion.
Yeah, it's
the Roe
coming.
V. Wade of homosexuality.
It's coming. And so now the terrorists, if you're concerned about ISIS, I mean, they took three steps in Garland, Texas, and they were just obliterated by the police in a hail of gunfire in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Proving that they're not that dangerous in America if we're ready for them.
Right.
Now, the Supreme Court... You and I have been ready for this for, 15 years. I've seen this coming. Because you had predicted this going back into the
tragically,
early 90s.
We started 91 on the air.
Yeah.
And that's about when Focus on the Family came out with their ad campaign in Colorado for equal rights for homosexuals.
Well, now is
equal
that...
rights, James Dobson, equal rights for homosexuals, well, most legitimizing
right.
homosexuality.
Now, most Republicans don't remember the events happening that way, and they don't announce the events that way.
Well, it was Amendment 2, which was Colorado's effort to stop the homosexual agenda, the onslaught,
right.
so that Masterpiece Cake Shop could not be sued. What was the right. latest case?
There's a case up in Oregon, the Sweet Cakes Bakery. A judge has ordered a $135,000 ruling against the family-owned bakery. And the bakers said, well, we'll sell everything we have. It's not $135,000. And the judge said, well, we'll just take it out of your personal bank account then. And they're literally going to bankrupt a Christian family on the back of the efforts.
Well, I know that story just can't be true because...
Well...
The homosexuals have said, we just want to be left alone.
No, that's what they said in 1991.
We just want to be left alone.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and bake us a cake.
And bake us a
or
cake.
Or else, and cookies. Send us flowers.
Pizzas better be delivered
Give
to our reception.
Give me a haircut. Take some photos.
I want dental work.
Print us some T-shirts. That's host right. our wedding, even on your church property, and we want a parade, and you're going to provide security, and all these are actual lawsuits.
I believe
Every
it.
One of these are actual lawsuits.
Yeah.
And we just want to be left alone.
And so James Dobson today comes out and says that this impending Supreme Court opinion presages the fall of Western civilization.
Yeah.
He says.
And that's valid, except it is a quarter of a century too late. Because when Colorado had Amendment 2 up in the
yes.
election, and it was saying that if you own a business, you cannot be forced to promote homosexuality.
If you own a rental property, you cannot be forced to rent it to
yeah,
homosexuals.
You have an upstairs apartment, and you don't want your kids seeing two guys being
yeah okay
whatever
yeah.
on the
being
front
like
porch.
That. Yeah.
Going out in the morning, coming home at night, in the backyard.
You don't want to see
You don't have to.
Right.
And so Focus on the Family, it's startling now because today they would never support Amendment 2.
Oh, no.
And we heard that directly from their vice president of public policy, Tom Minery.
That's right.
He said, oh, we would never support that anymore because they did.
They did support it.
Yeah, they
and
did.
And it passed, by the way.
And it would have said it passed.
Yes. I voted
and
for it.
John Roberts, yeah, and we campaigned for it.
Yeah.
John Roberts, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, when it passed, he volunteered pro bono to help Equity Colorado, the homosexuals, get it overturned.
That
and
was,
they succeeded.
That was John Roberts, you say.
Who George W. Bush nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. John Roberts, who said abortion is settled in America.
Right.
Abortion's over. Mm-hmm. John Roberts, who's radically pro-homosexual. John Roberts, who upheld Obamacare, enforced homosexual marriage on the state of California after that liberal state voted against it.
Yeah.
That John Roberts. And so we pleaded with Focus on the Family in every way we could to try to reach them. You know, letters, put out press releases saying it on the radio. Stop endorsing John Roberts. He is the enemy of marriage. He's the enemy of the child. He's an enemy of God. Mm. He's a liberal. He's upheld government healthcare reform with the individual mandate, Obamacare, the whole bit.
Yeah.
And
so you were having communications or attempting communications with Focus on the Family, similar to communications you had attempted in 1992. You wanted
many
them
times.
To stop endorsing homosexuality with this tagline of equal rights, not special rights.
Equal rights for homosexuals.
Right.
So that legitimizes homosexuality. Mm. If the homosexuals had $100 million to donate somewhere to further their cause, they could not have chosen a better target than to give that money to James Dobson.
Yeah.
Because the Christians, this is going back a quarter of a century now, the Christian leadership, I mean, Focus on the Family was the largest parachurch ministry in the country, in America.
Oh, no doubt. One of the most influential Christian voices in the
and
world.
And to legitimize means to declare legally valid, and they legitimized homosexuality.
Yes. And that was the presage of the fall of Western civilization,
right.
Mr. Dobson.
Today, this is just, we're just in the wake of the presage.
Right. Right now, we're in the stage where the pillaging is going on.
Yeah.
And now they've pillaged this bakery up in Oregon,
this
and they're
going to
pillage.
This is just the aftermath.
Yeah.
But Dobson's statement, as reported in WorldNet Daily, is really brilliant. It is fabulous.
He says so many things I agree with.
I'm thankful that he's written this.
Yes.
To try to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he sees what's coming. I don't believe to this day he can acknowledge what has passed.
I don't.
Because he was a part of it.
I don't think he will ever.
Western civilization fell on his watch.
Mm.
And really, with him pushing it over the cliff.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And opposing personhood, opposing advocating the right to life, only supporting regulating child killing, only supporting with pornography, regulating pornography,
right.
Only supporting regulating homosexuality, when these things were crimes for 3,500 years in Judeo-Christian legal history.
3,500 years?
3,500 years, but James Dobson joined.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Hillary, the homosexuals, and the humanists, yeah, in saying that homosexuality should be legal and pornography should be legal.
Mm. And so James
Dobson. We just got to regulate these things.
Dobson helped to ensure this current generation of millennials who have no idea that homosexuality was a crime for 3,500 years.
Was
they,
a crime.
They don't know
Not
it.
Not even our pastors know it. They don't know that adultery was a crime. And if you point it out, they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
They'd much rather stand with the homosexuals thinking that you have a free speech right to a pornography and to you have a right to fornication and adultery.
Yes.
They can't conceive of those things being wrong. And Focus on the Family led that, turning our backs on God's morality. For the nation, not only for Christians.
Mm. They educated this current generation that,
yes,
Dobson says in his article. Now, you've taken a bit of the starch out of my sails for Mr. Dobson's article, but...
Well, I do love it.
He says, we're not simply slouching toward Gomorrah, as Robert Bork warned in his book.
Bork.
Yes. Remember Robert
Bork? I remember Focus on the Family supporting Bork.
Yes, I believe
in National Right to Life.
Yes.
And Bork was a pro-abort.
At the time he was...
Robert Bork was nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he was a pro-abort.
He wrote it in his book. His change of heart is really inspirational.
They all supported him. All, yeah, National Right to Life and everybody.
Yes.
Just like they supported every other pro-abort, like John Roberts.
Yes.
It's just shocking. But now, it's all shocking.
But Judge Bork did change his position before he died. He became pro-life.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord for that. And it might have been because he was Borked.
It might have been.
Because once that happens to you, you no longer have a commitment to the status quo.
Ah.
You now despise political correctness.
Hmm. Wow.
And you re-examine it. But like when a Bush gets elected to the White House,
yeah,
you think they're going to somehow turn against the establishment?
I don't.
Of course not.
Wow.
They are then fully the establishment.
So that really proves that if you have the courage to stand on principle, whether you're taken out or you lose your career or whatever you lose, it could work out to be the best thing that ever happened to
could
you.
Could be. Now, Bork, I don't know, when he meets St. Peter.
Yeah. Well, he met
at
him
the pearly gates
3 years ago.
Well, hopefully he did.
Yeah, hopefully he did.
I mean, maybe he'll meet him on Judgment Day. But yeah. I hope he doesn't get Borked from heaven.
No, I hope not.
I hope he's there.
I don't think the Democrats can filibuster Judgment Day. I don't think that's going to be allowed.
No, I hope he's there in heaven forever. He certainly opened his eyes to a child being, you know, a precious life.
Amen.
So
we're not slouching toward Gomorrah anymore. We're hurtling toward it. Says James Dobson. I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, he goes through a litany of what's coming.
Yeah.
Now that the war's been lost, religious liberty will be assaulted from every side.
Right.
Conservative churches will be dragged into court by the hundreds.
Right.
That's coming.
Right.
Pastors may have to officiate same-sex marriages.
He says may have to,
yeah,
we've pointed out on the air for years when Christian leaders say, well, we're going to have to do this. Actually, no. If you're an adult, you don't have to do it.
You don't have to.
You just say no. And then maybe they throw you in jail.
Maybe they take your church and all your money and your building away.
Maybe. But that's okay. But
you don't
have to.
No.
In fact, you should not.
Mm.
And you should refuse, as, of course, we would at Denver Bible Church.
Now, Dobson.
Well, first of all, I would throw up. First of all.
Vomit on whoever was there telling you.
They're standing. We're gathered together. And then you just throw
choking
up all
back,
over them.
Yeah, just choking back vomit.
Yeah. Homo nausea.
Yeah. So Mr. Dobson is incorrect there that we may have to officiate.
But I get his point
that
we may be, the government might try to compel Christians
right.
to marry homos.
Right. And then the question will be, Mr. Dobson, will you do it? If they threaten to take your radio show away and your ministry and all yeah. your money, what will you do?
I think he wouldn't do it.
Well, wait.
Because, yeah.
Now, he's called for civil disobedience.
Yeah.
What could be a Praise better example Lord. Of civil disobedience than one of the richest?
We did that in the lobby of Focus on the Family.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So he knows a little bit about civil disobedience.
He knows about it. We did. Dr. Dobson, in his video, said, if you have any questions
right.
for us, come on down to Colorado Springs,
yeah.
and we'll be happy to talk to you. So we went down.
Well, you had some questions about his vow.
His vow that he has reneged on.
Yeah.
And they told us in writing that he doesn't abide by that vow, that he would never again support a politician willing to kill a single innocent child.
Right. So
and he supported John McCain. I mean,
there you go.
You know, pro board of pro boards and any other Republican, really. Yeah. Because when it comes time to the election, people who have a lust for politics, they get weak-kneed.
Yeah.
And they get this queasy feeling in their stomach. Mm-hmm. And they just will do anything to try to get a victory. Mm. Even if the victory is for a radical pro-board, pro-homosexual, socialist, pagan like Mitt Romney. They don't yeah. care.
Mm.
They just will. And then they lie and they cover up all the wickedness of the Republican candidate. So Dobson was playing a video saying that this vow.
Now, he kept playing it for years and years after he had reneged on it.
Over a million people, visitors, right. would see it every day.
And that was the question you wanted to ask. And why are you playing the video?
We asked to take down that vow. Take it down right. because you're dishonoring God. Jesus said, don't take a vow in heaven's name.
Right.
Don't say God and then break your vow.
Yeah.
And Dobson was not only doing that, but he's using the videotape of the vow to get donations,
mm-hmm.
financial support, because it makes him look like a hero.
Sure.
When he broke his vow.
So you went. You
we went.
Participated in some civil disobedience. And what was Focus on the Family's response?
We went to their lobby and we said, we'd like to talk to, we know Dr. Dobson's busy. He may not even be here. But we'd like to talk to anyone, any official, about this vow that's being played when you guys have said Dr. Dobson no longer holds that position.
Right. So who did you end up getting to talk with?
The police.
Oh, yeah.
So the police came they arrested us.
They said, get out, and you said, we're not leaving.
And
right? Well, the police, but
very
Focus
politely.
Said, you have to leave, and you said, no, we're not
Dr.
leaving.
Dr. Dobson says here that you know, he's calling for civil disobedience.
Right.
And
he has
sometimes,
made that call.
So my brother Brian, who's the best home remodeler in Colorado.
Uncle Brian's Home Improvements.
He's the best.
He helped me sell my house for $20,000 more than
he's
it was
He's a master
worth.
Craftsman.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
So my brother Brian says to the judge, obviously I'm skipping forward to the jury trial.
Right, that's right.
So Brian says, so the judge is like, why didn't you guys leave?
Yeah.
So my brother said, Judge, it's like this. You go to a church where in the back there's a box that it says for the poor. And everybody puts money in there every week. But you find out that the minister is using that money for a cruise once a year.
Wow.
And you've gone to the minister. You've asked him, stop using the poor box for your cruise. And he won't. So you sit down by the box and you say, we're not going to leave until somebody talks about this box.
Wow.
My brother said, that's what we did. And the judge said, you know what? That is a great analogy.
That is a great analogy, I must
yeah.
say.
So Focus on the Family asked the judge to throw the book at us, to fine us. They wanted to get money out of it. They wanted right. us to be fined for them to get money.
Yeah.
And the judge said, I'm not doing that. But we did get punished. And we met Trey Smith in jail, and he's now creating a video on dinosaur soft tissue.
Oh, I cannot wait to see that.
For Real Science Radio.
Yes.
And it's almost certain to get over a million views.
Absolutely. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So, see, you stand for principle and good things happen.
Yeah, we met Trey in jail.
Yeah, and brought him back from the edge. That guy was headed for, he was headed for
destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's making Christian videos.
Yeah. So, hey, I hope Trey's listening.
A bit too many about Nephilim.
Well, that's okay.
For my taste, but a lot of truth in what he's presenting.
Now, I just want to make the point that if James Dobson is willing to stand on principle, even if it means losing his radio ministry and his, even if it means Focus on the Family having to fold up, that would be the ultimate act of civil disobedience, and I could respect James Dobson if
well,
he did
sure.
that.
Well, sure. And I respect him for everything he does and says that is right and that is holy and good.
Uh-huh. Well,
sure.
But this, Mr. Dobson, is what you've written here, Mr. Dobson, is a prophecy of what you're going to be faced with in the not-too-distant future, and I am interested to find out what you are going to do. Because this is going to become a problem for Mr. Dobson.
WorldNet Daily points out in their article, Dobson, Fall of Western Civilization at Hand, that he said recently about Obamacare that he would not pay 1 cent for the killing of babies. Well, it's egregious to me. It would call on me to violate the principles of Scripture. And it, really, Dr. Dobson, you've been doing that for decades.
Yeah.
And when your candidates, like George W. Bush and his father, when they increased the money going to Planned Parenthood by hundreds of millions of dollars, and you misrepresent these politicians as though they're pro-life, and then you're forced, because of the misrepresentation claiming they're pro-life, and then you force us to pay our taxes, and that money goes to Planned Parenthood to kill babies. We've been doing this for decades with Focus on the Family whitewashing the whole thing and pretending you don't look behind the curtain. There's nothing there.
Right, right. Well, if the time comes when Mr. Dobson is faced with a choice between, what's his ministry called now, Family Talk?
Family Talk.
That when they come and tell you, Mr. Dobson, that Family Talk cannot preach the gospel, cannot preach certain sections from the Bible, what are you going to do, Mr. Dobson? Will you participate in civil disobedience at that point? Mm. Or what will you do?
Well, he says he will, and so that, you know, the Bible says love hopes all things, believes all things. So we're, you know, we do hope the best.
Yes, and I want Mr. Dobson to know that we, his audience, who have listened to him and read his books for decades, we
for
hear
decades.
You on this, and we're paying attention. He is a leader.
Yeah.
He is a leader, and he's a leading voice, and he's a man who could inspire an awful lot if he decides to.
Well, his pledge, when he stood before hundreds of thousands of Christians.
The cheers were, it was deafening.
Yes.
The cheer that vow
And he
received.
Said, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never again, tragedy that he had to say again, support a politician willing to kill a single innocent child.
Wow, I just picked up on that for the first time. He said again.
Well,
so he realized.
Right. And it's like if a politician in Germany supports killing just a few Jews, or a conservative in America is good, but he is a racist. I mean, aren't these things disqualifying? Yeah. Isn't anything disqualifying to anyone anymore? The only thing is if you're not a Republican. That's it.
That's the only disqualifying.
That's it. Because Mitt Romney was the enemy of religious liberty.
Yeah.
And Jay Sekulow and the whole right-wing industry were just drooling over Romney, drooling over him.
They all supported him in the end.
Yeah.
They did.
Pro-abort, homo, father of homosexual marriage in America.
So the end of Western civilization, which has been a theme of mine for a decade or more, and I know that you talked about it in the early 90s and have never repented, nor have you acceded to any of the political
trying to win the battle, they conceded the war.
And now?
Amendment 2, it was so insignificant compared to the long war against God.
Yeah,
it was this short skirmish, and they conceded the war to try to win that battle.
And now Dobson has an opportunity to redeem himself of that failure.
Yeah, we all do every day.
Amen.
Thank you, Doug McBurney. Hey, I'm going to Pepperdine University in Malibu, California. Friday, I'll be speaking there. If you know anybody in California, send them an email, kgov.com/Pepperdine.